Alan Brown, team manager, motorsport.com, Foremost Insurance, Ty Lube, Cowie team, Chris Blos, Nick Way. How's it going?
It's going awesome.
We haven't heard much from you in the off season. You've been putting this together. Anaheim 1 is here. We're in the morning, and you got a pretty good setup. You pumped?
Yeah, I'm pumped, man. We really we did this like 2 weeks ago. We really finalized everything. The ink was dry.
Yeah, you had told me your release was coming much earlier. So
yeah, but I didn't want to jump the gun, and I think many teams, if everything was done real late, and
right.
I feel like we did in 2 weeks what normally we would have to do in 2 months.
Talk about getting, I guess, Nick Way. Obviously, you worked with Nick Way before on the Team Ty Lube a couple years ago, and you got Blos. So talk about getting those two guys, what went into it, and what you think about it.
Nick and I have been friends since about 10 years ago. Maybe you remember Nick rode for Moto Triple X.
I do remember, yes. Top privateer. EA Sports Supercross.
He did pretty good in Supercross, yeah. So we were friends, and mm-hmm. we obviously worked together in 2010 and had really good results, and we were able to put something together again this year. I think Nick really, Nick's a veteran, and I respect him a lot for what he's accomplished, and he wants a certain amount of input and control, and we were able to put a program together that gives him what he needs and what he wants, mm-hmm. And we got some sponsors that are behind us, and it's really good.
Now, did he influence going to Cowie? I mean, we all know he wanted to ride a Cowie. He got a Cowie early on before he even knew what he was doing for sure with you. So you yourself, you were like, hey, you want to ride a Cowie? He goes, yeah. And you go, cool. Chris Blos is now riding a Cowie. Or is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was on the phone with Bill Savino at Honda, and we were actually hammering out a deal. Mm-hmm. And Nick called me and he said, hey, listen, I want to do something.
Okay.
And
So you might have been Honda.
Yeah, we were probably going to be on Hondas, and we were going racing, and Nick was like, hey, let's see if we can put this together. And that afternoon, Nick called, and he was like, hey, I want to ride Cowies. And I said, okay. You know, that was one of the things that, like I said, Nick's, you know, he's accomplished a lot of things in his career, and he wants to have a certain amount of control, and that was one of the things he asked, and mm-hmm. no problem.
You know, Blos for, I don't know what you're paying Blos, I don't know what you got him, but you probably got him pretty cheap. For the caliber of rider he is, he's one of the only guys last year to finish every race, fourth in the Las Vegas main. He doesn't talk a lot, he's not real flashy, so he might have been overlooked by a lot of teams. I think you got a good value in Blos. You agree?
Yeah, he's super underrated. Yeah. You know, people don't know about him. You know, he raced for Troy Lee team. I think he was like fourth in the championship, moved up to 450s, and was banging out main events week in, week out. And last year he made every main event, and there's not too many guys that have done that in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. He rides through injuries. He's a strong kid. He's really quiet.
Almost maybe quiet hurts him a little bit.
It hurts him a little bit. You know, part of what, you know, keeps Nick where he is he's marketable, and he promotes himself really, really well. And he's really good with the fans. And Chris is just shy. He's a real good guy. I think when everybody gets to know him, we'll try and get just break him out of his shell and build the awareness of Chris.
Supercross only, doing some outdoors, is that up in the air?
Supercross for sure, and we're working on a few nationals, some key nationals for our sponsors,
key being Red Bud
Red Bud, you know. Foremost Insurance is from founded in Michigan,
right?
And also Nick, and then we'll probably do Millville because that's the home race for Ty Lube. And then motorsport.com obviously
Washougal.
Are from Washougal. And we'll probably do the opening round because it's always a good race, you know, the opening round. It's a lot of fun, and go out there. And we may do more.
Yep.
We're building on this whole thing.
You started racing last year. That's where you worked for over three quarters of the year before parting ways. What do you think of that experience? How was it? Happy? Are you happier back here?
I'm really happy where I am.
Did you get it and it wasn't what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Bobby Reagan over there has invested a lot of time and effort and money into what he's got going, and he has a really good program. He has a top-level program. I think it's also, I think, a little bit underrated in the sense that it's equal to the Pro Circuit or the Factory Connection team. They just haven't quite got the results. Unfortunately, you know, Bobby and I just never really hit it off really good. I mean, I talked to him yesterday in the tunnel. And I think we're going to be good friends and everything's cool.
Yeah.
I'm happier doing this. Mm-hmm. And I think he really wants to be in control of his own team, and he's doing it. He enjoys it, and he wants to be really hands-on. And
right.
I wish
and
him
in
the best.
And in the end, it's his team.
In the end, it's his team, and I wish him the best. Right. I think it's a really good program. I think, you know, he's got a couple of key guys. You know, Brad over there is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, Brad's slaved away to make everything so good on those bikes.
Right.
And, you know, I wish them the best.
Now, you were the owner of Moto Triple X near the end, running a team every year. Then you go to a Star Racing. Then you go to Ty Lube and you run this team Ty Lube. Then you go to Star Racing, you run that program. Now you're back here. So what's it like as an industry right now? Is it the worst it's ever been, or have you seen it better? Or how is it getting sponsors, running a race team? Is it as good as it was in the heyday of Triple X? Is it better than it was at Team Ty Lube 2 years ago?
Well,
talk about that. State of the industry, I guess.
I think when Kurt at Moto Triple X decided he didn't want to go racing anymore, and he told me if I wanted to go racing, it was my deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just didn't know what I was getting into, but I got into it, and we did it like that for what, 4 years, and it was a lot of fun. It was really rewarding to do what we did and accomplish mm-hmm. what we did. And again, it's from the outside, people maybe didn't see it, but I'm proud of what we accomplished in those 4 or 5 years at Moto Triple X. At the end of midway through 2008, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
Just the sponsorships were going down, everything was getting too tough, and I just couldn't risk that amount of money every year anymore. So we kind of just sort of pulled the plug on that.
Right.
And Ty Lube was a longtime sponsor of Moto Triple X and Atomic 22, and then, you know, it's a really interesting story where that all came from, and the mm-hmm. owner of that company, he still wanted to go racing. So we kind of took all the pieces and put it back together with a much smaller budget, and we started rebuilding something new.
Right.
And this has been something we've been building since 2009, and it's really starting to come together.
So it's better than it was 2 years ago, money-wise,
right now it's
sponsorship-wise?
Better. Certainly. It's right. certainly getting better. I think this is the new normal.
How far off is this team budget 2012 from your Moto Triple X budget?
It's getting there.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Yeah, it's getting yeah. there. This is a really, really good year right now. Motorsport.com, really excited about getting back into racing.
Yep.
You know, we know they've had a big team for a while. I think they're looking to get right back into it. Foremost, it's their third year with the team, and they've really stepped up their support.
Mm-hmm.
So we have really two really, really good sponsors there. Ty Lube obviously has been the backbone of this whole program since the start.
Right.
It's good. It's good, and it has a lot of potential.
Okay.
You know, the future is bright right,
right
now.
Right. So, but you see it getting better as an industry as a whole. Like,
I think people are starting to get back into it. Yeah, people
okay.
were scared. You know,
yeah.
everything got shut down in 2008. Everything got stopped. And maybe it's the thinning of the herd, you could say.
Right, right.
You know, and now it's starting to get stronger again.
Right. And certainly having, I think, two solid riders like Blos and Way help quite a bit. I mean, those guys, they don't rarely get hurt. They show up at the races. They're not flaky. They're going to give you good results.
Yeah, a lot of what I do and I believe in hiring riders that are consistent, reliable, and it's important.
Yeah.
You know, my sponsors, they want us to do a job. They want us to be consistent out there. Nobody expects us to win.
Right.
You know, we know where we need to be, and we've set goals that are attainable and realistic, and that's what we've told our sponsors, and that's what they expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing against, you know, some of the guys there's some guys that are really fast out there, and unfortunately injuries have held them back.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a bummer, you know. I mean, Trey Kinnard, man, the guy is super fast.
Yeah.
And he deserves to be where he is, you know, on a factory team, because he can do it. But it's tough for me on a team this level to have a rider
right.
that, you know, I can't afford for a rider to get hurt. We need to be steady,
yeah.
consistent.
Right.
And, you know, we have a different job to do here than what Fadri Hanna, Trey Kinnard, or those kind of riders.
You got a donk on your team. Got a donk. Canadian donk.
Yeah, I'm not sure what a donk is, but I got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Working for Blos.
Or blows? Yeah, a donk.
How's that?
Can we Google that? Can you Google donk?
We can. It comes up.
It comes up. What is it? Yeah.
Okay. It comes up as him.
Yeah.
Would you say a team like Star Racing is double your budget? Supercross to Supercross?
Far more, way more.
Triple the budget? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Star Racing, the lights class is it's out of control. It's not realistic. It needs to be.
It's not realistic for a team like yours to go into lights class.
It's not realistic for. The business model of a lights team doesn't make sense. The amount of the potential sponsorship that it can bring in doesn't equal the potential cost to compete at that level.
It's just not sustainable
the way it is. Something needs to change.
So the idea of that class being a starter class and a beginner class years ago, that is gone.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous.
Cool. Well, hey, man, thanks a lot for doing this, and good luck in 2012 with Belosan Way. And now people know a little bit more about Team Ty Lube Motorsport, motorsport.com. Foremost Insurance.
Come on, Kenny. Get it right.
I know.
Motorsport.com.
I said that.
Foremost Insurance.
Motorsport.com. I said that. All right. Thanks.